Good morning. We're going to call the 2022 annual congregation meeting to order. We've got a few folks roaming around, especially our fearless leader. Joe, would you open us in prayer, please? As a secretary, I can confirm we have a quorum this morning. I also have the minutes from last year's meeting, and I make a recommendation that we accept them as presented, as we did last year. Do I have a motion on that?
Second.
Paul Davey, motion. Second? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Our plan is to move this along quickly today. So what we're going to do is we're going to vote on the slate of deacons, then I will sit down and shut up and move over there, and your new chairman will take over. While we're passing out the ballots, Joe, on behalf of your extended congregation, Doritos, of which there are many, and the local congregation and the Board of Deacons, we'd like to thank you first and foremost for your continued faithfulness to study and teach the word and shepherd this flock that has been given to you. Thank you. I know it's been a long year and COVID and all that, and it's great to have you back in the saddle rocking and rolling. So thank you on behalf of all of us. So while the votes are being counted, we're going to have Rick Sherrill come up and make the financial presentation, and then we'll move forward from there. Rick?
Good morning, everyone. Try that again. Thanks for being here. Let's see if I can get to the right set of information. That's me. I'm the treasurer of both organizations. Most of you know me, but for those who may not, I'm Rick Sherrill. Been doing this for about 10 or 12 years, and I'm getting close to getting it right. So my job is pretty simple. Not really, but I like to think it is. I basically gather the donations from all you kind folks, process them in the correct buckets between the organizations, handle the bills, and try to keep everybody happy in that process. And then along the way, I get to be the scorekeeper. So I send this information out to you guys each month. Some of you actually look at it. And then I get to do this at the end of the year. So once again, thanks for being here. I'll try to make it not too difficult. What I'm going to do today is very simply and quickly go through balance sheets for each organization, our income and expense, and then I'll look at it on a combined basis. So I'll try to make it easy. The first thing that you'll be looking at here is the balance sheet for Grace Doctrine Church. What that basically means is what do we own as the church? Okay, now this is as of the first day of this calendar year, and it represents everything from last year. The cash balance, you can see the land and the building that rolls up to be about $2.5 million. That's the building and facilities that we are in. That's the number that we paid for it. And the big thing that I like, well, let me continue on. That is not the market price that changes. This is actually what our book value, what we actually spent on the building here. And the other number, just under $40,000, is all the stuff inside. This is the furniture and, you know, miscellaneous components and pieces that go along with that. So that all adds up to just over $2.6 million. If you go down into the liability, you'll see a big fat zero and my little smiley face next to it. That is exactly what it should be. And it says in the Bible, neither a borrower or lender be. And that's exactly what we are. So I get excited about that. I'm a financial guy. I think it's pretty cool, and we don't have to owe anybody. And my hat's off to all those who did that in the past. That was before I got here. So that's the balance sheet for Grace Doctrine Church. Now, as we go through this, this is not the most exciting stuff, but if you have questions, and please let me know, and I'll see what I can do. So, sticking with the church organization, I like to look at the general information of how much money we have as income or donations. That is the only source of income we have, is the donations. And we look at it over time so you can see what is normal and what's not. This year, we had just under $280,000 donated. That's a very good year. I usually look at it as $250 for the church, $150 for the ministry, around $400 overall, and we're pretty close to that, and I'm pretty happy with that personally. So I thank all of you who have made the donations both here and in Dorito Land. It's pretty fascinating to sit and look and see what happens throughout the year. And I'll talk about that because every year we have different demands for what we need, whether it be for, you know, just various services under the Media Ministries or the church. And we get nervous, like, oh my gosh, we got to spend this big number. And it just happens. It's fascinating to see. So for a guy like me, I just sit and watch and smile because God just handles it, and it's pretty cool. So I'm rambling a bit, but let's get into the expense. The big category there at the top is the building. That's around $60,000 a year, and we're right at it again this year. We go on down with the insurances. That is an ongoing challenge. 2 years ago in 2020, I dove in and did everything I could to force them to go down on the insurance and got away with it, and guess what they did the next year? They just raised it right back. So it's an ongoing fight, but that's what we do around here. You see the health care, I'm sorry, the child care and the hospitality. Numbers up a little bit, but we've made a lot of updates and changes recently, thanks to all the ladies, and I think that's a terrific issue. And this general administration of all the other expenses that we have here, and that includes some salaries and things of that nature. Everybody always asks, yes, that's in there. But again, other than the couple of unusual, we had a lot of snow removal this year, bad timing. We got away with not paying that, so that's why that number of 174 is a little higher than normal. That's the bulk of it, okay? So those are the expenses for the church. Again, I stand amazed, and I thank each and every one who provides the funds for this church to continue. All right, so if I move right along, another lovely balance sheet, same basic set of information there, shows you as of the first of the year what we own under the ministry, Joe Griffin Media Ministry. Started off the year with a cash balance of $150. All the equipment and things of that nature is just under $50,000. And that's I won't get into book versus cash, but anyway, that's what we own. Okay, stuff behind the glass, etc. And Paul gets the pleasure of spending all that money, and he seems to like that. So it's an ongoing challenge between he and I whether I pay his bill or not. The big issue to me is we come on down. I'm sorry, let me go back. It's just under $200,000 of assets that we have under the Media Ministries. And again, that's what we collectively own. We don't owe anybody anything. I could go on down through the list. Same thing, zero debt, smiley face, we're good. Okay? So that's the balance sheet on the ministry. I don't see any questions, so I'll keep on. I do the same thing, and I look at what is normal over a five-year period. Now, on the income side, we're normally about $150,000, and this year we are actually down a little bit. That doesn't make me worry. There's no real answer. It just works out that way. But if you notice the church went up a little bit and the ministry went down, I stand and smile every year. It just happens, okay? The rest of the expenses, as if I go down the list, they're just pretty much straight on. The equipment and things, the services and software and things that go with it, it's about $30,000 a year. Boom, there it is. The general ministry, that's a host of issues having to do with the books and what we do. Postage is next. All those are pretty much dead on what they have been across the board. Professional fees, a lot of time that is the actual printing costs. And we spent a lot last year, not so much this year. That's why that one bounces up and down a little bit. All in, we actually lost $2,000 on that, but it balances out with the church. So when I've done this in the past, someone asked me, how do I look at the information? I keep this information here, but I don't really care. until I look at them together. And that's what this one is right here. Well, let me show. I got ahead of myself and didn't push the button. Sorry about that. But I look at it each year on a combined basis. It's the same thing. So you look at the combined numbers, and what I'm looking at is total income. We're just at $411,000 combined donations by different folks here and out in Dorito land. And that is has been pretty much dead on, and I'm happy about that personally. And again, I thank each one. Joe never asked for donations. As I say every year, I will ask. Okay? So I have no problem with that. I'm a banker by trade, so we have no problem with that. On the expense side, again, you can see the total expenses right at the amount of money we come in. And that's, you know, nothing exciting this year, nothing above and beyond. Certainly COVID had an impact on us. Certainly, as we all know, inflation is coming. When I look out over where we're going and what's coming at us, I will tell you that I think this coming year that we're in right now is going to be wild. I think there's a lot of things yet to come. So there will be more issues and attempts with more shutdowns, I believe. I think there'll be certainly more inflation. But I don't worry about it personally because, very simply put, God will handle it. What we need, what needs to happen here, will happen. And because I'm totally convinced that the good Lord wants Joe to stand right here, keep doing what he's doing. And as I say all the time, I see things and I wonder, oh God, how are we going to do this? And I go to the mailbox and I open it up and boom, there it is. And I'm like, thanks, God, appreciate it. So that's my very simple approach to looking at the scorekeeping that I do, and hope that makes sense. So I don't see anybody waving their hand, so I guess it made some logical output today. So thank you. Gary, I think you're up.
Thanks, Rick. I have the ballots counted, sealed, and we have the Board of Deacons have been ratified for 2022, and I'd like to introduce the new chairman of the board, Gary Sweeten.
Okay, at this time, we'd like to introduce Joe Griffin for a Joe Griffin Media and Ministry Update. Pastor Joe.
It says here on the wall that we have publications, we have websites, and we have an app. This is a way to get out to people beyond the building. It includes those who can't come here for whatever reasons locally, and obviously those that log on outside the general area. The little teardrops, upside down teardrops, have to do with publications. And there are over 5,700 books distributed throughout through Media Ministries. Also, GDC gets those on occasion when they're needed. And Philippi Freedom Ministries uses our publications as well. Now, Gary will be here, and he'll talk about that a little bit when he talks about his ministry. But I just want to say that, if I may, that Gary's ministry is booming. I think it's interesting that the people who seem to be turning their souls and their minds to his communication of immutable truth in the various prisons and jails throughout the country is probably one of the things that's holding the country together. Not independently and only these people, but contributing in a significant way to the protection God provides for this country. He uses audio and press publications. In addition to that, we send out through the mail, we get requests through the mail of various publications, and of course people can download of what communicates from this pulpit and electronic contrivances. You can listen online or you can write in for things like tapes and so on. But you'll see on the board here where these are, I assume these are prisons, Gary?
Those are your books sent out by JGMN.
Oh, okay. Well, I do know that you distribute books.
Yes, everything you said is right.
Yeah, okay. And so we have a few spots along the way, one in Vietnam, a couple in the continent of Africa, and it looks like Chile has a few down there. The dot in the middle over there must be something going on in Hawaii, and we have one ringer up there in Alaska. So we have these kinds of things going on with our publications. There are a number of publications that are in the queue. There is a reason for some titles not being published right now, and that's because my fault on that. I sit in my chair to make sure I can stand here and communicate. The publications will have to wait until I can get around to it. But we do have about three titles that are in the queue, and they will hopefully be published at some point during the rest of this year. So that's some publications. Dorito activity. The Doritos average number of live streams is 154 per class. Now that's live streams. We assume, we think conservatively, that if you have 154, that the average hit is going to include two people. Some will be more, some less, but we would round things off and say somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 people do live streams. We have four time zones that are involved in this. And so some people just don't get up early enough, especially out on the West Coast, to log in with us at 9:30 Central Time. So that's let me do the math here, 7:30 on the West Coast. And so nevertheless, people do log on and take it later in the day, and we don't have a number of hits for that. I'm sure Paul could figure it out if he wanted to. The email group members are 665. That's the current title, current number. And let me just mention that, is that I send out the notes to whoever subscribes to our website. They're 10-page documents. Whenever I move into or about to move into a document, I'll send those documents out. Some of you may receive these. They're available here at church if you don't. And so we have 665 that get the documents every time I finish one. And so those are the 10 pagers. And so that is done through email. The mobile app. Media Ministries mobile app provides mobile access to point one, live and archived class audio and video. So the app will provide that concept to whoever's interested. We have class notes and visuals. They are also on the app, electronic copies of Media Ministries books. So you can download the books from the website. And so the app allows you to access that. Now I'm going to do Paul's job here. And what I will be reading is something that Paul could come up and explain to you. I'll just read this. Open the App Store. You do this on an Android or an Apple. Okay, you got that part. And then you search for Joe Griffin Media Ministries. I guess there's a way to do that. Okay. And then you choose install. And when you choose install, then a little logo pops up somewhere on your phone, and then you can punch it with a finger, and it'll open up the app. Is that correct? And then you can do all of these various and sundry things. And if you want to know more about that, then talk to Paul. He's the guru of the voodoo. Oh. Now, any questions so far? Excellent. Now, there's one other thing that I want to add to this, because this has just been approved, let's call it that. We have not had a Shreveport Bible Conference since 2019. When the COVID invaded the country, the Louisiana governor shut everything down in Louisiana. And so they've only just recently, in the last few weeks, opened up the state for churches to gather. They have about a 70-person capacity at East Ridge Bible Church in Shreveport. And so they can house 70 people. And so I got to talking to the folks down there about a month or so ago, and they say that their governor is going to actually allow people to come back to church. They were having to spread out, you know, with their 6 feet and all of that business. So they actually are going to allow people to gather together at church. And so they've decided that we can have a Shreveport Bible Conference this year. And so that means we went back to 2019 as the last one we had before the COVID hit. And so it will be on September the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. That's Tuesday through Thursday this coming September. It will be the 24th renewal of the Shreveport Bible Conference. I've already decided on the title is Jesus Christ Controls History. So that will be the subject of our study in Shreveport. Any questions? So I did a great job. Okay. Who's next?
Thank you, Pastor Joe, for that report. And at this time, I'd like to introduce Gary Watson for Philippi Freedom Ministries.
I know everybody dreads this time, and wow, that's heavy. It's like gold. Is that yours, Paul? It's nice. Okay, I always love doing this, and I take way too much time. I've been told that before, but I've also been told by my fan club that I don't take enough time. So we're going to go. Thanks, Joe, for always allowing me to do this, and the Board of Deacons, and for Grace Doctrine Church for being so gracious and allowing me to stand up here. And I need to thank everybody who helps me. There are a lot of them. We have over 80 folks grading tests, creating new study guides. I have a doctor in-house here who personally makes sure I stay on the road, so I can't thank him enough, and he keeps me healthy. See, what else do they do? They do the certificates. They mail out books. They do artwork and graphics, and they create new bookmarks. You see some of them over there, but we've just completed a couple more. It's not about you. You can't do anything to earn your salvation, and you can't do anything to lose your salvation. There's no take-backs. And then we came up with the four D's: doubt, discouragement, depression, and demoralization. And then the four P's: pause, perspective, prayer, and perseverance. So those are two new ones that we have coming out as soon as we get them printed. We have folks creating new study guides and pushing hard to get all of Joe's Shreveport conferences into study guides, along with the notes and the answers, so that we can start adding those to the end of the books. We have inmates that have done roughly 87 different studies with us, all the way through all of Joe's books, all of Rick Hughes' books, all of Colonel Thiem's books, and then we've been pulling out excerpts from Bible studies, making those into study guides, and sending those out. That's how they get to 87. So that's how we're doing that. So we got to keep hustling on Joe's Shreveport conferences so we can get every one of those made into a study guide so we can keep the course going. We continue to do the Wounded Warrior event. We just finished our first one for this year, and we have a second one over Veterans Day weekend in November, and that's always a good time. Also enjoy still supporting Rick Hughes. When he does travel, I still go with Rick everywhere he goes. So that keeps me busy as well. I'm going to read my first letter. I lost my glasses. Oh, thank goodness I found some glasses. I got glasses laying all over the United States, let me tell you. I leave them everywhere. Oh, also, we had a Dorito and a friend of Joe's created a crossword puzzle, taking the books. This is God Exists and Who Loves You. Everything that a professional crossword puzzle would have. And we're going to use this and send it out because all the answers are in the books that they just completed. So we're going to send them out for every couple of books so they can have something fun to work on and reinforce what they've already learned. So this is getting ready to go out. Here's the first letter. I could stand here all day and read letters. Most people hate prisoners. I love them, and I love them when they're positive. This individual just finished Origins of Human Life, which was lesson number 51. I can't even begin to express how much your giving of this logistical support in the form of Bible doctrine means to me. God knows how it has changed and continues to change my life. Thank you and all those who support you. Bible doctrine has made all the difference. With it as my foundation, all challenges are met with fortitude and grace. It's not always easy, but Bible doctrine facilitates the rough patches and helps me to grow in His grace and blessing. I really like learning about the Greek languages and was curious about the visual present tenses from Romans 7, 15 through 25, reference GDC Media. And these are all the documents he requested. He's in the middle of doing clanky chains, James, and neurology study. And these are all the visuals and information he needs from our website because they don't have access. So these come in like this all the time, and we have to go through, crank them out, find them on the website, and send them out to each inmate who requests them. We continue to send out, Joe, your notes every month. This in January, it started our 15th year sending out your Bible study notes. We send out five documents, that's 50 pages, I can't even tell you how many we've sent out in 15 years. Thousands upon thousands of pages of documents. And then when they request more, and we have some people doing three studies at a time. So we're busy cranking them out. Our printers get quite the workout. I got another letter for you. Thank you for this great study material. It was interesting that I had written down a question to ask about the difference between sin and evil and how evil at times might be a sin. And this book answered my question perfectly. Pretty good questions when you think about it. My thirst for more doctrine continues to grow, and I find myself studying Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic whenever the opportunity presents itself. I look forward to more doctrinal studies. I could never have imagined how the blessings and testings God continues to provide would have revolutionized my life and capacity for happiness and harmony with others. I continue to be grateful and appreciative for all the work you and Pastor Griffin and all those who help do. It's truly awe-inspiring. So, like I said, I could read you these letters all day. This one shows the impact of how it carries over to the families. Please pray for my family. I just lost my stepdad due to COVID. He was a very good man. His name was Danny Hocut, 52 years old. I know my mom is very upset, but she does take in Bible doctrine every day. She plays Colonel Thieme's tapes. Started by this young man going to prison. I thank you for all the Bible studies. By the way, he went home to be with the Lord. That was the stepdad. The study course, the Lord has continued to grow this area with over 2,600 inmates and over 500 prisons across the United States doing the Bible studies. So now you know why we need 80 graders. It's amazing the workload that this ministry has created. There is no idle or downtime. And I'm about to show you how the Lord continues to grow our ministry and opens the door. And it was overwhelming to me, and I think it will be to you as well. We'll do one more letter here. Thank you again for the wonderful lesson. He just finished Daniel, number 45. Wonderful lesson in doctrine. I continue to grow in God's grace thanks to your commitment. I also appreciate both the clanking chains and James studies by Pastor Joe. So here's a young man doing two different studies. The other guy was doing three. We have continued to see tremendous growth over the past year. As the Lord opens doors, we step through them. We continue to handle inmate requests from Baraka Church, Rick Hughes, and any that come in to Joe Griffin Media Ministries. And how that works, inmate will write a letter and say, I'm interested in studying Bible doctrine to Baraka. Baraka will give me a call and say, I'm sending you over a text message. I took a picture of it. You handle it. Rick Hughes, an inmate, writes there. That's not his ministry. He picks up the phone, calls me, and says, here's the inmate number. Here's the information. I handle it for him. today. In fact, Rick gave me a letter today that came in to Joe Griffin Media Ministries, and it's just from an inmate. He passed it on to me, and I'll immediately get it taken care of, and we'll have it handled today. But how do we grow, and how do we get through all this? Well, you say, how do you get those new locations, New Hampshire? I have no idea. Memphis, an inmate left from Texas. He had a retainer in Memphis. He got taken to Memphis to finish out a sentence there. He told the chaplain about us. The chaplain called us and said, hey, I have two locations. Can you help me out? I want some of this material. That's how we ended up in Memphis. In Washington State, I received a letter from a Islamic, I don't know if he's a man or the Muslim chaplain there, at the largest ladies' prison in the state of Washington. And it was a letter saying, I have inmates that want to study with you. And I thought, okay, I'll just write him back, tell him they've got to write me. I don't take blanket letters from anybody. Well, there was a bunch of papers there, and I opened up. He had each young lady write their name and inmate number and request to join the Bible study. 22 letters were attached. That's how we grow. Had nothing to do with me. I didn't even know how we got there. Arizona, Colorado, and Oklahoma, I know how we got there. We had a men's prison, new one, started late last year. And they wrote a letter to their wife who was in the women's prison. And now we have 18 ladies studying at the ladies' prison. So that's how we ended up over there. And then our tape groups, they just continue to grow. And they're going to grow a whole lot more. And I'm going to tell you a quick story, and I hope I don't bore you. We'll go back to that other slide. You'll see two cards up here. I recently was in Tennessee, and it was a long day. I got up at 3:30, had to be down there for an all day at the prison. I arrived, got in through security. The first Bible class started with a knife fight. It's quite interesting to see a knife fight right in front of you while you're there, and they're wielding their shanks around, stabbing people. All the inmates laid down, did what they were supposed to do, and I just stood back and watched it. I don't have a job to do. You just call the SORT team, the Special Operations Response Team. They come, they handle it, and you just mind your own business and hope they don't come after you. So that's how my day started. And it had been a long day at 3:30 in the morning, then getting there, and then this happening in the first Bible class, which messed up the whole Bible class. So it was done. Chaplain said, we got a lunch appointment. And I said, I don't want to go to lunch. He goes, no, you got to go. I said, I don't want to. I said, let me lock myself in the chapel. I'll lock myself in your office, and I can put my feet up on your desk and take a nap. He said, nah, come on, you're going to go with me. So I show up at this meeting. And they're visiting. It's outside the wire, so I've got my phone. I'm looking down. They're visiting. I'm trying to ignore them, trying to catch up on emails and text. Food came. Another chaplain didn't show up. So they said, hey, what do you do? And I told them. I always downplay our ministry. Oh, yeah, that's what we do. Well, Chaplain Schoenberger said, no, let me tell you, in 15 years, this is the ministry that I rely on. And he took them through Joe's materials, our DVD groups, our MP3s. And they said, well, here's our cards. Do you know who we are? I said, I have no idea who you are. Core Civic is probably the largest private prison organization in the United States. They're traded on Wall Street. They're big, big, big in the prison industry. The first guy, Rodney Quinn, is director for program development, and that's all the halfway houses and all the programs inmates have to take to be released. The other individual is the head of all chaplains for that facility. So they asked questions, I answered them, and they said, can you send us some material and have it at my office by Friday? This was on Tuesday. I said, sure, we'll get it out. So we sent it out to them. They arrived. On Friday, I received a phone call and said, can you be available for a Zoom call on Monday for every facility that we handle to introduce your ministry? That's what that looks like. And here's 10 pages of facilities. So we had the conversation, and they were all excited because their bosses were telling them, oh, this is a great organization, they've got to do this. And they said, well, send us everything. I said, nah, that's not how we operate. Caught these folks off guard. They said, well, what do you mean? I said, we'll get something to you that you can post, but the inmates have to write us. And if you're interested in having material sent to you, here's my phone number, here's my email, here's my text. You can do whatever you want, but get back to your facilities and think about it and then contact us. Because I don't want you doing it because your bosses tell you to do it. If you're interested, great. If you're not, it's no problem with us. And then the question kept coming up, how are you going to pay for all this? And the head chaplain goes, well, we'll participate in your fundraising. I said, we don't have any fundraising. He said, well, how are you going to send all these books out? Don't you charge us? I said, no, it's all free. He goes, well, what about these tape players if they want to do it? I said, we send those out too. Chaplain Schoenberger told him, said, you guys, you're playing with a grace organization here. They could not get over it. So after the Zoom call, they called me up and said, can we donate something to do a silent auction or something? I said, we don't want anything from you. Well, after the phone call, within the next 5 days, we started sending out this poster just so they could post it outside the chapel. Within 2 weeks, that was one day's mailing. And it doesn't just go this way, it goes this way, which I don't have a picture of. All of those flat envelopes are the posters. We have now sent out a little over 49 packages, and we haven't started on the halfway houses yet. The program director made our program mandatory, the first three tapes that Paul graciously came in so I could record, and Joe allowed, mandatory to get out of the halfway house. They have to listen to my three introductory tapes. That's torture. That is torture. But they got it. That's how we grow. That's how God opens the doors. It's got nothing to do with me. It's got nothing to do with any of us. We do our duty. God opens the doors. We just step through them. He provides the money to send all that stuff out. And we have been busy. Idle hands are the devil's workshop. He does not have a workshop with us. Here's another way we get it. That new prison in New Hampshire, how we got there, I don't know. But he said, I'm currently watching the DVD, number two of the DVD videos that you sent to our chapel. I would like to start the 60-book course. Is there a list or something I need to sign up for? I don't even know how the disc got there, much less the information on the course. It's been a great year to see God's amazing grace, and it's continued this year. And please pray for me as I go into these prisons. I'm not joking when I tell you they're violent. When somebody whips out a shank and starts trying to stab people, it's pretty intimidating to kind of keep an eye on it and just know that God's got his wall of fire around you, and you just do your duty when they leave. And it's try to get everybody's attention. It's like, hey, focus on me, 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 me. Forget that. They'll clean up the blood in a minute, you know. Mind your business. You know what? This past year has given me the time to study God's word, learn through these studies, and I'm learning how to apply God's word in my life. The 7,000 promises of confessing these truths in my life, to use the rebound protocol, to understand I cannot lose my salvation because I have faith alone in Christ alone. I forget the past deeds that Satan always puts in my head, the shame, the blame, the anguish, and the hurt I've caused. These do become a stumbling block for my progression. Move forward, press forward, move forward is my motto. I leave my agenda behind and walk into God's perfect plan for my life. That wisdom and understanding are related to my happiness. God has me going through some testing. I hesitate because it's hard to read this writing always. It's for a reason. It is to prepare me for what lies ahead, that he will give me strength to pass the test using his divine viewpoint through these studies. Presence in my life, his divine presence in my life, my trust and faith in God, his working out the details in my life, my relaxed mental attitude because I can trust God in my life. For my life, with my life, I can trust him with the details. Because I always teach him, you can trust God with your life, but can you trust him with the small things in your life? And he regurgitated that back nicely. Over the last 10 years, we've had over 1,500 inmates that have been released, with only 13 returning to prison, compared to the national average of 65% returning to prison in 3 years or less. It's just amazing that these men, they don't all stick with doctrine, but they go to a Baptist church or a Methodist with a wife or a mother. Families are reunited, and we have many that are sticking with doctrine, and I'll read those on a couple more letters. Grace Doctrine Church continues to provide the Bibles. We are now over 480 Bibles in the last 15, 16 years. So thank you, Joe and Grace Doctrine Church, for that. We had a very successful horse show this past year, Horse Camp. It was one of the best ever. And thanks to Deb and Dan and Sandra and Kinsey and all the work that they do. I'm looking forward to having another one this year. We have another event that we've been working on for some time, and I had a great visit with the Wounded Warrior staff out there in Texas a month ago. And so we look forward to keep that project moving forward. I told you about the crossword puzzle. We're going to turn those out. This past year, we've sent out more DVDs, MP3s, books, and studies than any time prior in the last 15 years. It was one heck of a year. And this year is probably going to be more, as you can see from that slide. I'll walk you through some slides. This is some photographs of our horse camp, just letting you share my year. That's Chaplain Schoenberger. That's the middle picture there. And that's Judge Sloan right there. And he's working on getting Eastern Tennessee open back up now that COVID's over and the six jails in his facility. That's an inmate there in the Red Wings sweatshirt. Third year in a row, I saw him at Bobby Thieme's conference in Michigan. This past year, he had his daughter with him, and his mother and sister are also there. A wedding I got to perform on a couple sailors there up in South Dakota this year. That's in Bon Terre, the top one. That's in Tennessee, and that's in Mineral Point. These four guys here at the bottom at the Wounded Warrior. That's General Dave Garza on the left. That's Dave Dallas, who's going to be going in with me some prisons. He's a retired Southwest pilot. He was an F-14 pilot and flew in Top Gun. Then the guy on the far right is my buddy Carl Sigmund. He was a Cobra pilot, Marine Corps. Then you got the sheriff and his chief jailer at a prison I was at. And then the other guy's a wounded warrior. That's a Dorito, who does grading. And then that's the chaplain in Hawaii, Chaplain Nolan. Three wounded warriors and some friends of mine there. Horse show, that was when I was in Connecticut earlier this year. The one on the far right, Core Civic, is where I'll be tomorrow. And then that's Pacific. And there's a whole bunch of Doritos up in Michigan that I always like to get a picture with so I can send back to Joe. Okay, I think I got more letters, but I'm not going to read all those. But I do want to read the contrast of a couple inmates. It's not all happiness and excitement and fun. I told you about my last experience where I'm going to be tomorrow. But it also tugs at your heartstrings. People that hate prison ministries, and there's people that I hear about all the time, are prisoners, who cares about these people and all that. I'm going to give you a couple of examples of why the Lord, I believe, has us stepping through these doors. And I do care about them, and I do pray for them, and I know a lot of you do, and we have a special ministry prayer list. But these kind of things happen almost weekly, and they break my heart when I get them, because they're from mamas, mothers. And it said, Dear Mr. Gary, my name is Arlene Rodriguez. I am a mother of three wonderful children and two grandchildren. This came yesterday, by the way. I have a son who has been incarcerated for 13 years and has two more years to go. His discharge date is November 2024. I was given your pamphlet by a friend who I appreciate and love a lot, and they said you are the man to contact. I'm hoping that you will be able to help my son due to the fact that only my letters reach him, and being in the situation he is in, it's really hard to reach him so that I can tell him about God. My son was incarcerated for murder, and I'm going to try to give you a rundown. I won't read you it's a whole scenario of what happened. As many know, I was devastated and heartbroken, and recently he tried to kill himself, and I did not know what was going on. In fact, the jail didn't even call me. I finally got a hold of someone who told me what happened. It was a seizure because of drug substance. I would appreciate it if you could help me bring my son to God in a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I cannot reach him due to my circumstances. I'm 8.5 hours away. I don't have any money. I take care of my grandchildren, but he's in jail, and it's not like I could take him a Bible or any material, even if I went there. It's not allowed. My son is at the Taylor Correctional Institute in Perry, Florida. Here's his name, Jose Mejas. I would appreciate any help you can give me for my son. He needs to be saved. He needs to know that God is watching over him and that God loves him and would lighten his load no matter what he's done or where he's at. Thank you so much. Please help me. Please help me. A mother with a broken heart. Sincerely, Arlene. That is why we go in there, and we will get in touch with the chaplain tomorrow morning. And on the flip side, here's an inmate who studied with us. And I always tell you, I know all these people aren't positive. Lesson number 70. Started filling it in, and then he wrote me a nice note. You long something other. This BS has led me to hate you and Jesus, the God of eternal hell. Thank you. Don't ever write me again. I got to know this guy pretty well. This was a shocker. Final letter. This is the flip side, though. I told you about a man who contacted us last year who said, I don't know what happened to my son, but he's changed. And for the first time in his life, he's really different, and he's been different for 5 years. How do I get the material that he has? And I drove up, gave him the material, and he teaches it either at the Ferguson or Florissant Bible Church, Baptist Church. And we become friends. This young man wrote me this letter just recently. I won't read the whole thing. Starts out, hey, Gare, how you doing? I'm doing well, and yes, still doing my Bible studies. He doesn't realize I always see what's going on, so I know which inmates, and I can stay in touch with them. And enjoy them as well, growing and developing into a man of God. This journey has been one of great value and a lot of lessons learned to the point of no return. Philippi Freedom Ministry and Joe Griffin, the Bible studies has opened my mind and heart, teaching more precious than silver or gold. And this is a young black man who's in jail for murder, writing like this, more precious than silver or gold. It was and still is the guiding force of my life, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, an understanding that I will treasure to my dying day. Never before have I been so sure in my soul with growth and development to say, yes, Lord, send me. Thank you, Joe Griffin, R.B. Thiem Jr., Philippi Ministries, and the body of Christ that has made this teaching available to whosoever. It has truly changed my life, and now I'm about to teach it to others as God wills. I know there's a lot of MP3s, DVDs that go with all these studies, and I was hoping that maybe you could donate them with the Bible studies to the institutional chapel. It's a facility, we're not in the chapel. How he gets to teach, the warden approved him based on his character and how he carries himself. The chaplain approved him. Now he wants to take our studies and once a week teach. That goes with these studies, and I was hoping you could donate the Bible studies to the chapel. I would love to be used by God to disseminate Bible doctrine, the information that you provide here at this facility, if it is warranted, or if I'm allowed to. I don't have much money, but if you need me to purchase them, I'd be glad to do so. I can only get CDs that I have to purchase. He knows we didn't need to buy it, but he just kept asking. I must show proof so I can have it available. And let's see. As I have been teaching it to some brothers here in the chapel, Christian brothers, and there is a lot of interest in Bible doctrine, and adherence to the doctrine has opened many hearts. Let me know how I can best serve God in Philippi Ministries right here where I'm at and it will be my pleasure to do so. Then he goes on to, he's a Cardinal fan, a Blues fan, he's giving me an update, and he said, as you know, I never want to not have the Word of God before me, and I am a loyal and committed and consistent in my studies. The Christian walk demands a lot of me, and my aim is to labor aimlessly and submit it to the Spirit to do God's will and good pleasure in and through me. Again, thank you for being God's servant and my brother in Christ. I hope to hear from you soon. This young man is doing outstanding. And here's an interesting thing. It's no secret. He killed his brother's girlfriend. The three of them had a big fight over drugs. They were all high on drugs. He killed her. He just pled guilty. He got on doctrine in jail at the St. Louis County Jail. 3 years he was there. He studied all 3 years there. He's now been studying with us over 3 years in prison. He didn't plea deal. He just pled guilty, and the judge gave him life without parole because it was a drug-fueled thing, and they were all out of their minds. No death penalty, no first-degree murder because it was not pre-planned or anything. So he went to prison with life without parole. What ended up happening was, recently his dad called me and told me, out of the clear blue, he got a letter from the court, and the judge, no one knows the reason, changed it to life with possibility of parole, like 40 years from now. The young man will be like 67 or 68 years old. And his words to me was, you know what, I may get out of here someday. My job is to be prepared if I do, so that I can teach God's word when I get out of here. And if I don't get out of here, it doesn't matter. My job is to teach God's word right here. That's pretty amazing. A guy that's looking at no hope whatsoever, and yet he never deviates. When I see him, he's just plugging away, rock solid. He'll see you. He'll quote Greek to you. He got a high school education, was a drug addict. Most people wouldn't give him the time of day. I'd rather sit there and talk doctrine with him. And he has tons of questions. Thank you to those who send those well-timed text messages or makes those phone calls when I'm on the road. More valuable than you know. I solicit your prayers for wisdom, protection, guidance, open doors, my family, stamina. It's been a very, very busy year already to Texas and Virginia, Connecticut, Washington, D.C., Georgia, Mississippi. I leave tomorrow for Tennessee and then on to the East Coast, and then I'll be back home on Thursday evening. Then when I get home, I have a wedding to perform of a young Marine from this church, and then a 10-day trip to Baraka, then back for a memorial service for Deadly Dave, and the fill-in for our pastor, Joe Griffin, which is the greatest honor of my life to always do. Thank you, Joe. So then to Dallas for a week after that. So that's it. Thank you for your kindness and listening. I hope I didn't ramble on too long. Any questions? Yes, sir. It will be. We just figured out a way to use it. We didn't want to make it part of the course. We want to make it fun. Somebody wanted to do it. Here, take it. The answers are in the book. You just did them. So here you go. Have some fun with it. We're not going to grade them. We'll provide the answer sheets if they ask for them. So, yes, I'll be glad to give you one. No problem. Anything else?
U.S. Capitol.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to say too much about it, but Joe's books are now at the United States Capitol outside the chaplain's office in Washington, D.C. Confirmed and put there by the person in charge of chaplaincy. So we have it there. We have someone keeping an eye on them. And it is for sure. Who loves you? God exists, safe to die, know what God thinks, and does he hear my prayers? All five of those books are at the library at the United States Capitol. And I think I sent Joe the note where it said, hey, got him confirmed and all that. So that was done by a friend of mine who happens to be the chaplain of the United States House of Representatives. So that's it. Okay.
Thank you, Gary, for your report. After listening to Pastor Joe and Gary's report, the thing that comes to my mind is God's word is alive and powerful, and that we can all have confidence in knowing that whenever you guys are out there teaching God's word, it's not going to come back void. So appreciate that. Okay. This time is asked to see if there's any new business. If not, we're going to ask Pastor Joe to dismiss us. And right before he, as he works his way back up here from the back row, I'd like to thank all the other ministries of the church as well. There's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes, and there's many to remember all the names, but we do appreciate for all the things that you guys do as well. Yes, sir. We need a motion to dismiss this meeting. Rick Sherrill, thank you, sir. Do we have a second? Okay, Tom Gallagher, thank you, sir. Pastor Joe.
Shall we pray? Father, we are grateful to you for your matchless grace. You have provided everything we need in three ministries in order to get your word to those who are positive to it. We thank you that the thing that sells it is not money, but grace. Grace always works, and therefore it becomes the power to get what is needed in the hostile situation in which this client nation functions, to approach those who need your word, and if they get it, to respond to it, and therefore move this client nation forward to greater things in the future, and therefore the absolute power that can emerge when the word of God is alive and powerful. Thank you for your grace, and we lift our prayer of gratitude in the name of Christ, our Savior. Amen. Dismissed.